The Reluctant Hoosier, Kurt Vonnegut, on this moment of Indiana history. Indianapolis had already begun celebrating the year of Kurt Vonnegut when the novelist passed away in April 2007. Ironically, Vonnegut had once joked that he would be remembered in his hometown only by virtue of his family's longtime hardware business there. The comment was one of many digs Vonnegut made about the city, where he'd been born into a prominent German-American family in 1922. Beyond hardware and dry goods, Vonnegut family members had designed such landmarks as the L.S. Ayres Building and the Athenaeum. Although his family's cultural legacy in Indianapolis was significant, Vonnegut was convinced of the city's provincialism. The practice of the arts there, he claimed, was regarded as an evasion of real life by means of parlor tricks. After graduation from Shortridge High School, Vonnegut left Indianapolis for good, eventually settling in Cape Cod and New York. In his 1963 novel, Cat's Cradle, Vonnegut introduced the notion of the Grand Falloon, a proud and meaningless association of human beings, of which Hoosiers were a prime example. Although he alternately bemoaned and satirized his home state, Vonnegut allowed that his work was fundamentally Hoosier. He cited humorist Ken Hubbard as a formative influence and supported the progressive political tradition of Eugene V. Debs. Toward the end of his life, Vonnegut conceded, "What people like about me is Indianapolis." This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.